She's real fine, my
409.
She's real fine, my
409, my
409. It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. Now here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and Happy New Year. Hope nobody got into an accident, and this turns out to be a better year. We always wish for a better year. Okay. Anyway, we want to start the show off today with a massive recall on Hondas and Acuras on the airbag inflators. It's a big recall. Now, just listen up and see if you have one of these vehicles. The 2001 to 2005 Civic, Honda Civic. 01 to 07 Accord. 02 to 06 CRV. 03 to 11 Element. 02 to 04 Odyssey. 03 to 08 Pilot. 06 Ridgeline. Now on the Acuras, the vehicles that affected, 03 to 06 M as in Mary, D as in Dog, X-ray, MDX. 02 to 03 TL, Thomas Larry. 05 RL. 03 CL, Charlie Larry. Those cars are all affected. Take it in for airbag inflator recalls. Okay? Anyway. I got an email from a guy in Kapa'a, Kauai, complaining about ethanol and how come it's still being used and it should be taken out of the gas. You can call us at 808-524-1080. 808-524-1080. Anyway, what he wanted to know is how come there's still ethanol in the gas? Why isn't it been taken out? All this thing, talk about ethanol will make the economy better. He calls it BS. Ethanol is damaging small engines and boat engines. So, anyway, the people of Hawaii need to find out the truth. And the truth to the damaging engines, especially little engines and boat engines, they have no computers to control the low-octane gasoline. And why isn't the mechanics who fix these little engines and boats check to see what the octane is? I've checked, so I can tell you. They're using 80 octane, 80. If you go and check any car manual or whatever, it says in there, do not run fuel below 87. Severe engine damage will occur. So, but does people read? No. No, they don't read. This other thing, I was just talking with Bob here at the studio about the people in Hawaii at car shows. They cannot keep their hands to themselves. They always gotta touch people's car. It says, do not touch, and they touch. On the mainland, when we displayed our Pantera at Newport Beach, there was no ropes, there's nothing. People can walk up to the cars, but you know what, folks? I never saw one person touch the car. Not one. But here in Hawaii, they open the door and go as far as sitting in the car. A sign says do not touch, but I guess it didn't say do not sit in the car. People touch. And this goes back, back in the 50s and 60s. People touch. It's so different. But anyway, just to let you know that. The culture here is a little different. They don't read too good. They don't respect the people's properties. Anyway, give us a call at 808-524-1080. And the other thing, it's not automotive, but they're complaining about the aerial fireworks. Outer Islands, it's allowed, but not Oahu. They do it anyway, so why have the law? Why have a law that says no aerial fireworks? No matter what, they're going to do it. And if you look at the studies, they're selling more and more fireworks every year. So, I don't know. The other thing that I wanted to mention to you, and we need the people's help to call, or rather email, or send a letter to your council member or your representative or both to get rid of safety check. Okay? Safety check is a lose money deal for the city and the state, because the money you pay for safety check, nothing goes to the state or the city. It goes to the mechanic. Think about it. If it went, if it went to the state, who in his right mind in business would do safety check for free? Only the state does that and lose money. Private business does not lose money and do it for free. Although a lot of people would love them to do that, but that's not how it works. From what I know, 40 states in America do not have safety check. So why should we? It used to be federally funded. That made sense. But now, the federal don't pay for it. It comes out of tax dollars. So get the hold of your representative. Let them know. Get rid of safety check. Number one, it's not being enforced. Number two, it's not being done right. All you're waiting for is a major accident to happen, and they're going to sue the pants off of the state. Okay? The other issue is seat belts. The seat belts is taken away your constitutional right. Go check it. The government cannot tell you you have to wear the seatbelt to save your life. It's your privilege to save your own life. It's your common sense to save your own life. They're not supposed to be making laws that does not hurt anybody else but you. Think about it. Okay? For instance, those people working on high-rise buildings, they're supposed to have a safety harness. A lot of them don't. Why don't they make a law for that? Because if you fall off the building and fall onto somebody on the bottom, you're going to hurt them. Well, in California, they have the helmet law for motorcycles. You got to have the helmet. But they did not specify you have to have the helmet on your head. So what the motorcycle guys do? They strap it to the handlebar and they go down the road. And that's legal. What's that?
Doesn't say wearing a helmet.
No, it says you have to have a helmet when you ride a motorcycle. It doesn't say you have to wear it. It's like the dog leash law in Hawaii. You go check. Your dog has to be on a leash when it goes outside of your property. But it does not say that you have to be holding the leash. Go check it. Okay? My friend, his dog is very smart. When he wants to go out on a walk, he grabs his leash in his mouth and he takes it and go walking. Okay? A policeman followed the dog back home and called my friend out and said, you know, you can't do that. It's illegal. So my friend told him, excuse me, but go check and see if my dog, the leash, I have to hold the leash when he goes out. So the policeman went on the computer and checked, came back and said, yeah, you're right. It doesn't say that the owner has to be holding the leash. So fine, when you make laws, you gotta be specific. You can't make a law like that. But as far as seat belts, as far as the studies go, there's a 50-50 chance of you living or dying. The one example is in Hana, Maui, two boys were driving their pickup truck going back to Kahului, and the suspension broke. The truck went over the side. The passenger was not wearing a seat belt. He hopped out and was hanging on to the edge of the road. The driver was trying to unbuckle the seat belt when he went over. He couldn't take it off. He went over with the truck and died. So see, if he didn't have a seat belt, he would have been out of there. You know, but they should give two studies and not just one. So anyway, getting to potholes. Have any of you seen the pothole people fixing potholes lately? Try calling the pothole hotline. They want to know exactly where that pothole is. And they'll go straight to that pothole, only that pothole, and fix that one only. Okay? They pass a dozen or more potholes, but they won't touch it. They go to the one that you complained about. Does that make sense? I mean, if you're driving there and you see potholes, patch it. I don't know. That blows me away. But anyway, give me a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. So, anyway.
How about if you're in, you want to cross the street in a crosswalk and say, I'm going along the crosswalk, but I'm not inside the crosswalk.
Then you're not in the crosswalk. The law covers and says people in the crosswalk, the vehicles need to stop and give them the right of way. It didn't talk about jaywalkers. Jaywalkers is ones crossing out of the crosswalk. And you see that all over.
So even if I'm like inches away from the crosswalk and I'm walking across,
you're still jaywalking. You're still out of the crosswalk. You know? And I asked HPD about that. And he said, yep, the law says in the crosswalk. It doesn't say close to the crosswalk. Okay? So, anyway.
Okay, we'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks, and they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii, so you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my
409. Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, George, Happy New Year to everybody. And you're like you said, I'm glad it was a safe one. And we got through okay. And I'm still a little under the weather. And I went to see the doctor, and the doctor told me, Roland, you got to roll a little less and take it easy for a couple of weeks. So, folks, the roads will be safer because I'll be off of them. Not just. But, yeah, anyway, you know, there's just going into the new year this year. I'm not one for New Year resolutions, but I'm going to try to be more understanding. But like you were talking about, you know, how it's a cultural difference from the mainland and here, you know, how people here, you know, you were talking about, like, people just get in your car and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it's that they don't care. I think people here think they're friendlier. You know what I mean? Like, they think it's close, so, you know, they can just, you know, get in your car.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, remember, I always tell Wanda this. Like, when I go to the shopping center, I always park, like, where there's four or five spaces, even if it's farther from the door. And I come out, and there's cars parked on either side of my car. The empty spaces. I'm like, what? Why is that?
Because they're friendly.
Yeah, they're like, oh, look at that poor car sitting by itself. We should go over there and park by it.
Yeah.
And then the other day, I was sitting in the car. I'm over there by myself. The lady pulls in right beside me. I'm just staring at her like, really? And then you got to decide who gets out the car first.
You let her out first.
Right. But I was already sitting there. You know what I mean? I'm sitting in the car getting ready to get out. She pulls in. I'm like, oh. Okay, this is kind of odd. Okay, see, I said I wasn't going to get worked up, and I'm already doing it.
Bob, anyway, she just wanted to be close to you.
I guess so. But anyway, as always, take care of your car, it'll take care of you, and we'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Okay, who do we have next?
We have Rob from Aina Haina.
Hey, Rob.
Hey, George.
Happy New Year.
Same to you.
How are you?
I'm okay. How about you?
Still alive.
Yeah, and I'm still available for the city and county and state to continue to tax me to death while I'm still around. But, you know, George, I'm cracking myself up because, I mean, what else can you do? Did you notice, George, how those buggers down there at the square building snuck in that increase on property tax?
Yep.
I mean, I don't know about you, but I didn't hear anybody raising any flags about that one.
That's our Hawaii people.
God.
But if this was California or any place on the mainland, you wouldn't hear the end of it.
George, my appraisal that they sent out, you know, a couple weeks ago from, 2014, 2015, yeah? The year before, and now this is a new one because that's for 15, right? I won't say the number, but it's two times, well, yeah, no, I will say it. It went from 700 plus to just under $1 million.
Oh, wow.
Just on the city and county appraisal, you know how they send you that thing? I mean, I practically fell over dead in my tracks because all I could see was, you know, the more they raise it, the more that justifies them to take more from us, right?
Right.
And George, I'm retired city guy. You know, I'm only living off of what I earned.
They don't care.
I know. It seems like they don't care. Yeah.
Yep. Oregon does not charge seniors tax. Yeah. And I told the council members that Oregon does not charge seniors property tax. They take care of the seniors.
George, I don't use computer and I don't even get a paper, so maybe that's why I'm in the dark. I don't know and I don't care about that part. I mean, because I listen to the radio, I watch the news on TV. I have other ways of finding out. But I guess what I wanted to find out was, you know, in my district, it's, what's his name? Onizawa, I think, is the southeast end where I live. Something like that. I want to find out how he voted. I want to find out who voted yes on that. All of them.
Yep.
Every single one, I wanted what? Yes or no?
Yep. And the people got to stand up and talk and say something.
Yeah, because, I mean, I will call and I will, you know, say, you know, I mean, for what good it's going to do, right? But, you know, that's my...
They need to cut the budget by getting rid of safety check.
Yeah, George, that's another thing.
They don't make any money.
I know. What the hell good is that thing?
Stupid, yeah? And they pay the administrative people from Kauai to the Big Island $1.2 million a year.
God, you know, George, I think you hit it. That one is definitely a make work for the for chosen few, huh? Okay. Well, I don't want to leave on a sour note. I mean, not totally.
Price of paradise, my friend.
Yeah. I'm going to enjoy it as long as the good Lord lets me hang around here, and I'll keep on paying, George.
Okay.
Okay?
Take care.
Talk to you later.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Okay.
We have Dottie Dean on the line.
Hey, Dean.
Hey, Happy New Year. Wanted to tell the listeners, once again, good news. The Shell gas is still up the spar.
Good.
Yep, still good. And amazing, you know. Shell V-Power, so far, ever since I have faithfully been using at least 2 gallons of ethanol, I've consistently gotten 20-plus miles per gallon. Big, so V6 engine, two-ton weight car. Nope. Still get 20-something miles per gallon.
Very good.
Yeah. I mean, what it is that the point I'm making is you can't rely just on gasoline
no.
to acquire that kind of gas mileage.
Hmm. Very good.
Okay.
Thank you, Dean.
Thanks, George.
Okay. So anyway, give us a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. Okay? So anyway, the thing that I we need to go and check. Somebody called me and told me about the water bill. That it has a statement on there that the water is being contaminated by petroleum. And as far as I know, the lines that come from Campbell Industrial Park to Sand Island, Red Hill, and all of those storage tanks are leaking. And they don't change it because it's cost too much. Well, all that chemical is going down into the drinking water. Just a thought. And I know nobody's going to call in and say anything, so. You should change your wiper blades every 6 months. Steve, Celine Steve, you heard that? Change your wiper blade every 6 months. Okay? So that it wipes it nice and clean. Because a smudgy windshield is very dangerous to be driving. Give us a call. If you have any questions, announcements, and whatever. Okay? Now, I don't know about you people, but I'm strongly against the rail. Number one is the cost. It's way out of our budget. Wait until it gets down to Dillingham. Then see how much it'll cost.
That one's going to be a long project because they still have to put all the wires on the ground before they can build the rail.
That's right. Yep. And if you would go out to Kamehameha Highway and look how many lanes they took to put up the rail, it's no way possible Dillingham will be open and used. It's going to come down in the middle of Dillingham. And Dillingham itself is not wide enough to handle it. So you might as well cancel out Dillingham, and all the businesses along Dillingham will be forced to shut down, along with all the businesses out in Waipahu and Pearl City. Now, folks, businesses pay the bulk of taxes. Okay? Now, if you're shutting down the people who pay the biggest taxes, how are you going to meet the budget? You're going to jack up the property tax to the seniors. Like Rob. Okay? But that's not right. People in office are supposed to be working for the people, not themselves. Now the mayor, if you remember back then, he's running for office. He said he gets in, he's going to fix all the potholes. He didn't say as many as I can. He said, I will fix the potholes. You see any potholes fixed? Look at the bike lane on King Street. How many bikes are in the bike lane? Was that worth it? Always look at the paper trail, folks. There's always a paper trail. Even like the tile sidewalks in Waikiki, there is a paper trail. Somebody's being paid off. And that's not the way it's supposed to be. Okay? So, anyway. give us a call at 808-524-1080. I recommend installing the electronic rustproofing device on every new car. It stops rusting, even on the exhaust. It's excellent. It's an electronic rustproofing device, and it's been proven over and over not to have rust. You can get it from Harvey Maeda on Kauai, and Harvey's number is 651-2813, 651-2813. Harvey has that electronic rustproofing device, the Royal Purple HPS motor oil, and he also has the ethanol. Okay? Anita's Auto Repair also has the electronic rustproofing device, the Royal Purple oil, and ethanol. So, either way, if you're on Maui or the Big Island, you can just give them a call and they'll send it to you. And it's very easy to install, so you can install it on your own. Okay? For cleaning grease, oil spills in your garage, driveway, whatever, use the Degreaser 2000 from Crestec Cleaning Center. Crestec Cleaning Center has an excellent, excellent cleaning detergent, Degreaser 2000. Use that, scrub it with a brush, then put on that EnviroClean. And you watch your driveway just come white as white. Try it. You can call Crestec Cleaning Center at 942-2500. 942-2500. Is it break time?
It is. We'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks, and they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii, so you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Senior, either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Senior.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuali E Street. get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive. Now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's Mr. George Nita.
Okay, we're back rolling again. Give us a call if you have any questions or announcements or whatever. Okay? And tire pressure, I'm going to tell you again. Check your tire pressure. It is not 35 pounds. 35 pounds is with the dinosaurs. You got to look on the sidewall of your tire, very small print, as max air pressure. That is the tire pressure you go by. Not the one on the doorpost, but the one on the tire. Okay? And one on the tire, the lowest we've ever seen it, is at 44 pounds. Okay? And the newer tires, they're up to 61 pounds. That's the tire design. Okay? The higher tire pressure, the car rolls better, easier, and gives you better gas mileage. So, from the studies we've done, you lose 2 to 3 miles per gallon if you're 5 pounds underinflated. And we see a lot of people with 10 pounds underinflated, and they're wondering where the gas mileage went. It's in the tire pressure. And it's also for safety. Go look and stand on the corner of an intersection and watch cars as they come around the turn. The tires roll under the wheel. It leans over. And that's because of low tire pressure. It's a safety issue. So, up to you, your safety, your life. Okay? But the tire pressure, you can try it on a nice flat parking lot. Have it up to whatever it's supposed to be, 44. And go push it. Then lower it all down to 35 and go push it again. It's harder to push. Okay? So, anyway, who's next?
We have Harry from Kailua.
Hey, Harry.
Hey, George. I'd like to see that, I don't know how, maybe some of your listeners would figure it out, but, you know, anytime they sell any property, real estate, in the state of Hawaii, from Kauai to the Big Island. The city or the state should collect sales tax. You know, they do not, they charge a conveyance tax. In other words, if you selling me something, they would charge me a tax to convey the title from you to me. But other than that, there's no taxes incurred. And like you watch the guy on the KGMB in the morning, he said 450 or so many condos were sold, and you know, they're talking big money. It's a lot of dollars. In other words, today, if somebody would just communicate with all the escrow company and ask and say, hey, how many millions of dollars are you closing today? Who's coming in to sign?
Wow. Yeah, I see your point.
You know, and you'd be surprised. Like, and then, you see, what I want to see is that what happens is if you live in a subdivision where you went, maybe when the subdivision was 60,000, and then your neighbor sells for 80, and then they sell for 125, and every time your neighbor sells,
your tax goes up.
Yeah, it does. It does, right? And then two, the way these the city, they will just go by what the realtor board, because I call them one time, I say, how the hell do you guys, because I remember when you go buy one house before, the house is advertised for $100,000, and the appraiser will come in at about $75,000, $78,000. You know, they were down. But then, no, this is no. We go right to the realtor's board, and I says, wait a minute. My house is about 60 years old, and my driveway is the same driveway as a guy. You know, a lot of people put cement already. And, you know, I got all kind of problems with this lot. And I says, if I was going to sell it, I would put in $20,000, you know, to ask top dollar. So I says, my house is not worth that much money. And so when they collect this tax, you know, if it's 5% or whatever percent they want to make it, what happens is that will all go to the property tax division. That's so that when your neighbor sells and they walk away with thousands of dollars, they would leave some on the table for you so your property tax don't go up.
They won't do that.
They will not?
Nope. They're going to tax you some more, too.
Oh, but I'm thinking, this is money that's already changing hands. It's there, and it's not like...
That's a good idea, but they're not going to down your property tax. They're going to up it.
Well, I don't care. I don't care if they don't reduce my property tax, but if they can devote that money that they collect and put into the...
It should be.
You know, keep it on the property tax.
It should be.
Yeah. What happened is I went to buy a place in Kanyuea, and the lady was there. I mean, you know, real estate isn't advancing as fast as it did. The lady was there for a year and a half, and she made $137,000, and she was from the mainland. And so, you know, they come, they invest, and then they make their money, and they go. And then the neighbors are all like, whoa, now I got to pay higher property tax. So I think that, you know, I don't know what it will take for them to pass a new law and say anytime real estate is sold that they're going to put on a 5% or whatever percent they want.
I thought they always did.
No more. You go call the escrow company.
Really?
I bought and sold a lot of homes.
Wow.
And they never...
I'm doing the wrong thing. I better sell houses.
Oh, that's the best thing.
Yeah.
That's the best thing. So, but now, today is very difficult. Prices are so high that they're moving. Although, it's not like from the time when I used to buy and sell. You know? So this house I'm in was $235,000. it's like I wouldn't sell it for less than $900,000.
Mm-hmm.
And then the neighbor right up the street from me, she bought the house for $800,000, and in 2 years she sold it for $1.1 million.
Wow.
And so again, I'm paying more property tax because it's mm-hmm. right in my neighborhood.
Yep.
So I'd like to see the guys do something about, and too, you know, if you go to work every day and you bust your knuckles and you work, and then they tax you, you go, damn. But then real estate moves up in value and you didn't sweat for it.
Mm-hmm.
So if they want to charge you an extra five, you're going to retail it for an extra five.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're going to raise the price by an extra five. But I think someone should, you know, maybe somebody from
good idea.
Huge network could be able to put it together or see what happens. Thank you, George.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Is it break time? Yeah.
Okay, we'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and who do we have?
We have Bruce from Kalihi.
Hi, Bruce.
Hey, George. I hope you and your listeners all had a good New Year celebration. But, yeah, as always, listen to your show, you always get me going, so I got to call in. That bike lane, that's a loser, you know. It's good for them for safety, but I hardly see anybody using it. And, you know, the city, they probably spent millions of dollars, and we lost just about like two lanes, one mm-hmm. for the bike lane, and then if they park, they take up one lane, so
mm-hmm.
the traffic is worse now on King Street. And then what is it? Is it the city paying back the contractors for the payoffs and contributions?
Mm. I don't know. That's the mayor's idea.
Yeah. And moving along on the real estate deal, some years ago, way back, I called up the city and asked them, what is property tax? You know, it's tax on the property. And I said, what is it for? And then he said, well, for city services, the street lights, sidewalks, and the road. And so it's like, I thought, if my property is wider, I mean, if your neighbor's property is same size, let's say, for example, 5,000 square feet average, and my property is wider in the front but shorter in depth versus my neighbor, so meaning my city services is less, and, you know, like they say they're charging you for, like, rubbish pickup and stuff like that. So why is my taxes higher. And if your neighbor's house is a $1.5 million house and my house is worth only $800,000,
they're going to tax you for $1.5 million.
Because my neighbor costs more.
Yours will be more. Time? Yeah, that's how they go.
Where I used to live in Cameron Key, my neighbor had a something like a $2 million house. Everybody's property tax went up.
Yep.
And, you know, it's like, how come they keep on raising the taxes?
Because they need money.
Yeah.
They need money because they don't know how to budget. You know?
Yeah, that's true.
They don't know. A good example is the Waikiki Zoo. The visitor center costed the state or the city $3 million to build it. Go get any contractor and get an estimate. I did. It never went over
$200,000.
Something is wrong.
And you know, I went there like last year, I think. And before it used to be free, now they, man,
they charge you.
It's on the lake to go in now.
Yep.
Even the common rate is high.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, I don't know. To me, it's like you keep on voting for the same politician, you can get more of the same.
Yeah, it's called insanity.
Yeah. Well, okay, anyway, you take care. I'll talk to you later.
Thanks, Bruce.
Okay, bye-bye.
Aloha. Okay.
Okay, we have Ski from Hawaii Kai.
Hey, Ski.
Aloha, Ski. Hello, George. Happy New Year.
Same to you.
This is kind of on the light side. You know, this fellow that was just talking a moment ago, he was in real estate, he said, and he worked his knuckles off.
Mm-hmm.
He used the wrong adjective for the anatomy.
Mm.
That's a joke, George.
I know.
Okay. I didn't hear you that. And by the way, the guy I spoke to you about that was raising hell on the ethanol,
mm-hmm.
mainland talk show host,
mm-hmm.
his show broadcasts over here at 7 o'clock, but there's a five-hour difference right now. Oh, no, he starts it on the mainland at 6 o'clock
mm-hmm.
p.m. And if you were to give him a call, it'd have to be like 1 o'clock 1 p.m. in the afternoon already to get him direct, because I've tried calling him while he's on the air over here, and it's busy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There's just no answer. I just thought I'd mention that to you. And
it's sad, you know, that these people have no knowledge, I mean real knowledge of ethanol. You know, and if somebody was to file a class action lawsuit on him, he wouldn't be able to prove his point.
Well, he's a conservative, and he's a one heck of a broadcast. I don't know if you've ever listened to him, but he's on 690 at 7 o'clock Monday through Fridays. And if you ever get a chance, you know, turn it on him. His name is Mark Levin.
Mm-hmm.
But I was thinking of calling him and then asking if you could call him or he could call you or something like that. But you know so much more about it than if I start talking to him.
Mm-hmm.
If you just get onto the phone and get a chance to speak with him, say, you know, I'm on the radio over here, and I believe in ethanol, and a friend of mine one of my listeners said that he heard what you were talking about, ethanol, and he said there's so many things. The only thing that they said right about ethanol is the cost of corn and what it does for our economy.
Well, that there, Ski, that there is controlled by the U.S. government.
Yeah, no, I realize that.
The government want them to make it out of corn and not sugarcane.
Yeah, okay, well, that's one of the reasons, but I'd like to point out, you know, that you import it over here, and we use it, and anyway.
Mine come in from Brazil.
Yeah, no, I realize that, you know, and they've been using it since 55, so.
Yep.
But it's things like that. But the thing that really threw me off is when he says, yeah, that thing is no damn good for engines and what have you, you know.
Mm.
It brings the engines, oh my, no. got to get him wised up on it. And
yep.
But anyway, I'll be saying aloha right now, and I'll probably be seeing you next week, either Monday or Friday. It depends on what my gas gauge is.
Okay.
Okay, you take care.
Take care.
And Happy aloha. New Year again.
Same to you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay. So, all this bad talk about ethanol. I really wish people would get their facts straight, because I can prove it that ethanol does not damage anything. Because, folks, think about this. If ethanol was that poisonous and that bad, how can you drink it? Go look at the vodka bottle. Ingredients, 60% ethanol, 40% water. Go look. Talk to a surgeon. They use ethanol for disinfecting when they're going to cut. I always thought that surgeons use iodine or rubbing alcohol or something like that. And my surgeon guy told me, no. Because you cannot drink that. It's poisonous. They use ethanol. I said, wow, okay. And this nurse from Triple Hospital told me that too. She said, oh, yeah, we use ethanol. But it costs the hospital $100 a gallon for the purified ethanol. So how can ethanol damage things if you use it for all that stuff? And the ladies with the expensive face creams to remove wrinkles, it's made from ethanol. So, anyway. Cool figure.
Okay, we have Bill from Kailua.
Hi, Bill.
Hey, George. What if you try to maybe sell it like to the Chinese or to the people over in India?
Oh, they would buy it in a heartbeat.
You could make a lot of money.
Yeah. They would buy it in a heartbeat because it's the best thing. You know,
and it's like 2.5 billion people that live in those two countries.
You know, I showed people how many people this, and I'll gladly show to any group, any neighborhood board, the demonstration on ethanol. You know, I burn it. It burns clean. And the gasoline burns black. So it's a no-brainer. Ethanol is the best fuel.
Did you ever find out it's a gas? Like how you thought that maybe that it's not really up to par? That's why that gas is so cheap right now?
I'm trying to get a chemist, and nobody's coming forward. I need a chemist to test what the gas is made out of today. I'm really curious.
Yeah, because the price is so cheap right now.
Yeah, you got to suspect something, yeah?
Hey, George, okay. Good work with your show.
Thank you.
Okay, George.
Okay, it's time. And I'd like to thank all the callers that called in and make the show. And please, folks, write or email your representative. Stop safety check. Okay? And the other one is reconstruction permit. Stop the reconstruction permit. Because it's only required on the island of Oahu, not any other island. So let's get rid of it. Let's get rid of all this stuff that we don't really need. Okay? Take care of each other. Please don't drink and drive. And we'll see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.